News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Tuesday said a conspiracy is afoot to confuse farmers over the new agri laws and accused the opposition of using farmers' shoulders to fire their guns. As the protests by farmers outside Delhi entered the 20th day, Modi made a strong pitch for the agri laws enacted in September, describing them as historic, and said his government was ready to remove any doubts about the legislation. Without taking names, Modi, on a day-long visit to Gujarat, said opposition parties who were supporting the protest when in power were in favor of similar reforms in the agriculture sector. To buttress his point, Modi gave the example of two sectors in Gujarat, his home state, which flourished without government intervention. He said the dairy and fisheries sectors in the state grew exponentially without much intervention of the state government, as the business is mainly handled by cooperative sector leaders and farmers. In other parts of the country too, milk producers and the cooperative sector have created a successful supply chain. Similarly, governments do not have any significant control on the trade of fruits and vegetables. I'm giving these examples because a conspiracy is afoot to confuse farmers who have gathered near Delhi at present, Modi said. He was speaking at a function after performing virtual stone-laying ceremonies for three projects in Kutch district: a hybrid renewable energy park, a desalination plant, and a milk processing and packing unit. I'm confident that progressive farmers will defeat those who are doing politics, spreading falsehood and using farmers' shoulders to fire their guns, Modi said. A sense of fear is being injected into their minds. Farmers are told that their land will be grabbed by others if the new farm laws get implemented. I want to ask you, did the dairy owner take your cattle because you are selling milk to him? Has anyone taken your land or property for entering into a contract to sell your fruits and vegetables? He said. The country is asking why the freedom enjoyed by cattle rearers in the dairy sector is not provided to small and marginal farmers growing cereals and lentils, the PM said, strongly backing his agri-marketing laws, whose passage has triggered protests by farmers who are camping outside Delhi. Demand for farm sector reforms, which we brought recently, was very old. Many farmer bodies have demanded since long that farmers should be given freedom to sell their produce anywhere they want. Those in opposition were in favor of these reforms when they were in power, said Modi. But they failed to take any decision when in power. They only gave hollow promises to farmers. Now when the country has taken this historic step, these very people are spreading falsehood. I want to reiterate that my government is ready 24 hours to resolve all your doubts, said Modi. He said farmers' welfare has been a top priority for his government, which always worked to reduce farming costs to give cultivators new options to increase their income. Modi said farmers from each and every corner of the country have welcomed the farm laws and given blessings to the government over them. Former President Pranab Mukherjee's death has brought out in the open what his life had kept a lid on, the uneasy relationship between his two children, Sharmishta Mukherjee and Abhijit Mukherjee, both of whom are in politics. The current issue between the siblings is the upcoming release of The Presidential Years, the last book of the former president, which has already created a flutter. In the book, the late Congress veteran had made scathing references to both former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and UPA chairperson Sonia Gandhi. Abhijit has now written to the publishers asking them not to release the book till he went through it and accused it of being malicious. He tweeted, "I, the son of the author of the memoir, the presidential memoirs, request you to kindly stop the publication of the memoir as well as motivated excerpts, which is already floating in certain media platforms without my written consent." Soon after, his sister hit back, "I, the daughter of the author of the memoir, The Presidential Years, request my brother, Abhijit, not to create any unnecessary hurdles in publication of the last book written by our father. He completed the manuscript before he fell sick." The public spat is also being seen as a fight for the legacy of Pranab Mukherjee. Earlier too, the siblings have had public spats. In 2012, Abhijit had derided protests over rape by saying it was being done by dented, painted women. Sharmishta had hit back, saying she apologized on his behalf and that, as a family, we don't accept these remarks. and cold conditions intensified in parts of North India on Tuesday, and dense fog engulfed many states as Delhi registered its lowest minimum temperature of the season so far, while night temperatures in Kashmir dipped below the freezing point. Foggy conditions prevailed in Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya, Tripura, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, Karnataka, and Himachal Pradesh. Uttar Pradesh witnessed very light rains at isolated places, while temperatures hovered below normal limits in Haryana and Punjab. In Himachal Pradesh, Keelong and Kalpa recorded sub-zero temperatures despite dry weather in the state in the last 24 hours. The national capital was gripped by a cold wave as the icy winds blowing from snow-covered western Himalayas brought the minimum temperature down to 4.1 degrees Celsius, the lowest in the city this season so far, the India Meteorological Department said. The maximum temperature also dipped to 18.5 degrees Celsius, over four notches below normal, the Weather Department said. At 4.1 degrees Celsius, the minimum temperature at the Safdarjung Observatory, which provides representative data for the city, was five notches below normal on Tuesday morning. At Jafarpur, the mercury dipped to 3.6 degrees Celsius. The Ayanagar and Lodhi Road weather stations recorded a minimum of 4 degrees Celsius and 4.2 degrees Celsius, respectively, the IMD said. Last year, the minimum temperature had dropped below the 5-degree mark in the last week of December. According to the IMD, the mercury is set to dip further. The air quality was recorded in the poor category in Delhi. The city's 24-hour average air quality index was 230. It was 160 on Monday, 305 on Sunday, and 356 on Saturday. An AQI between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 satisfactory, 101 and 200 moderate, 201 and 300 poor, 301 and 400 very poor, and 401 and 500 severe. Paris city authorities have been fined for employing too many women in senior positions, a decision mocked as absurd by Mayor Anne Hidalgo on Tuesday. The fine of €90,000 was demanded by France's public service ministry on the grounds that Paris City Hall had broken national rules on gender parity in its 2018 staffing. "I'm happy to announce that we have been fined," Hidalgo told a city council meeting, adding she had been filled with joy when she learned of the penalty. Hidalgo said she was faulted because 11 women and only 5 men were named to management positions in City Hall in 2018, meaning that 69% of the appointments went to women. "The management of the City Hall has all of a sudden become far too feminist," laughed the socialist, who was re-elected for a new term at the helm of Paris last year. According to the text of the ruling cited by Le Monde Daily, City Hall violated a rule dating to 2013, which stipulates said one sex should not account for more than 60 of nominations to management positions. Hidalgo said that she would take the check for the fine to the government in person, along with her deputy mayors and all the women working for her. Taking a more serious tone, she added, "This fine is obviously absurd, unfair, irresponsible and dangerous," adding that women in France should be promoted with vigor because the lag everywhere in France is still very great. "Yes, to one day achieve parity, we must speed up the tempo and ensure that more women are appointed than men," she said. Responding on Twitter, France's public service minister, Amélie de Montchalin from the ruling Republic on the Move party, acknowledged that the fine had been levied for 2018. Since then, the absurd rule on parity in management had been repealed, she noted. "I want the fine paid by Paris for 2018 to finance concrete actions to promote women in the public service. I invite you to the ministry to discuss them," she said in a message to Hidalgo. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.